Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. You know what? My producer just reminded me, it's Friday, right? So there's a few things that I haven't done yet that I always do on Friday. Like for existence, give my salutes to Pokem China Joe. Hey, Pokem China Joe. Nice to know that you're there trying to screw up our country. We greatly appreciate you, Pokem China Joe. Let's see, what else haven't we done? Oh yeah, we haven't called out Mark Cuban for a minute, and seeing as how today, you know, might be my last opportunity to do this, Mark Cuban, you're a communist CCP Chinese pig. Okay, Mark? Communist CCP Chinese pig. I'm not making bad references to the Chinese people, only to the CCP, who are bad people. They're evil, pure evil. And guys like Mark Cuban that send their money over there and invest and give the CCP money so that they can harvest the organs of dissidents, so that they can cause oppression, so that they can, behind the scenes, do all of the manipulating that they are doing. In every sphere you can possibly imagine, their evil is destroying the world and destroying America. And Mark Cuban, you and your ilk should be ashamed. And I guess it's only going to impact you when it comes home to roost and it impacts your kids. All right, so that's what I'm saying. All right, let me see. Let me get to my guest, because there's a lot to talk about other things that we've got to push back against. And I want to welcome somebody who is the Director of Public Relations for First Liberty Institute, and they are fighting for religious freedom and religious liberty, our very first liberty. I want to welcome Lathan Watts. Lathan, welcome. Sorry, I'd forgotten to do that in my first segment, and I had to get that out of my system.
Well, I appreciate the intro. I thought I'd called into the wrong show for a minute.
You thought for a second you weren't going to get to participate, huh? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. It frustrates me very much to see American business people giving their money to entities that are the enemy of our country. I have an aversion to that. I find it to be wrong, and especially when those entities are, are as evil as the CCP. But we're not here to talk so much about that, although we certainly want to talk about what is going on relative to defending our religious liberties. And there's a great deal that's happening. The Supreme Court is seeing a number of cases, Ramirez versus Collier, the Federal Bureau of Investigation versus Fazaga, Carson versus Macon. There was the Shurtleff versus City of Boston. Obviously, the Coach Kennedy case, very important. And some mixed pieces. An article you guys wrote back in June of 2020 relative to a U.S. Supreme Court decision on South Bay United Pentecostal Church versus Newsom that didn't go as we would have expected or hoped, and yet a positive relative to Fulton versus the City of Philadelphia. This is that in-between that you and I were talking about in the green room, where it's kind of hard to make an assumption on what this court may or may not do relative to religious liberty. And now I will let you give us some legal analysis, please.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing, and the reason why it's maybe hard to predict, how this court's going to come out on some of these things is we talk about the Supreme Court in terms of it being a 6-3 majority of conservatives, but really what you have is kind of it's really more of a 3-3-3 split. So you got the three liberals, which never surprise us with anything that they do. They're completely outcome based. They're living document people. The Constitution just means what they want it to mean. But then amongst the six conservatives, you have kind of two blocks of three. You have Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch that are both textualist in their interpretation of the Constitution, but they're also willing, more willing, to correct previous mistakes by the court. They are not shy about saying, if a decision was wrong, it needs to be overturned. Then you have the other block of Roberts, Kavanaugh, and Barrett that are, for the most part, textualist in the way they interpret the Constitution, but they're less likely, I would say, to overturn previous precedents. They're more institutionalists when it comes to the Supreme Court as an institution. So they're concerned about, big sweeping decisions or overturning previous cases. And so that's why I think it can be difficult, and sometimes we get decisions that are kind of surprising. Like you mentioned Fulton v. Philadelphia from last term, where that was actually a 9-0 opinion that said Catholic Social Services does not have to choose between contracting with the City of Philadelphia and remaining Catholic. But the surprising thing about that case was it was brought really as a vehicle. A lot of us thought this was going to be could be a case that they used to overturn Employment Division versus Smith, which is really bad, the worst decision on free exercise probably in 30 years. And they didn't do that. And I think what happened there is probably, Justice Roberts, Kavanaugh, and Barrett, who are less likely willing to overturn precedent. Roberts was able to sort of craft an opinion that upheld, Catholic Social Services' rights to remain Catholic and still work with the City of Philadelphia, but that did not touch Smith. And that's why there's a concurrence in that case by Justice Alito that's over 50 pages long. And it reads like it was intended to be the majority opinion to overturn Smith.
Mm-hmm. Can I jump in and say something, sure, too, that I think is important historically for our audience to understand as well? Because when you talk about, Kavanaugh, Barrett, and Roberts, and you talk about them in terms of not being willing to, quote-unquote, overturn precedent. We also have to understand that a lot of precedent was set in the late 1950s and the early 1960s predicated on a break, a complete and total disregard for 150 years of jurisprudence and precedent that existed within the writings of the courts, and specifically the Supreme Court and justices that had maintained that ethic for since its inception, since the inception of the Supreme Court. And so they literally cast aside precedent to start something, and now you have these three justices that are not really looking at real precedent. Am I making sense, Lathan? They're looking at an aberration in precedent. Truly, honest, right. Folks. I'm not trying to be, I'm not being jaded or biased about my thought process. I'm just saying to you that if you read 150 years worth of case study, and then you read those 10 to 15 years, you would think that schizophrenia ruled in the courts.
Yeah, and this is why, you know, when Roberts was up for confirmation, when Barrett was up for confirmation, and Kavanaugh, I mean, if you watched any of these, the Judiciary Committee spent a lot of time asking them about their view towards precedent, and the concept of stare decisis, that, you know, if a decision has been made, and it's been around and it's been relied upon as, you know, sort of, you know, the law of the land, shouldn't it be allowed to stay? And, you know, I always sort of joke that stare decisis really is Latin for if something's been wrong for a long time, you have to continue to let it be wrong.
Nice.
You know, if the previous court got it wrong, then you should fix it. That's what you're there to do. Yeah. And that's really the view of Thomas and Alito and Gorsuch. And so, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, this term you've got Dobbs versus Jackson, Whole Health, you know, is the abortion case that will be up.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be interesting because I know that there will be, you know, probably Thomas and Alito and Gorsuch who are willing to say, you know, that Roe was wrong when it was decided and it should be overturned and, you know, basically return that issue to the states where it was before.
That's an important statement. What you just said, that's an important statement. Roe v. Wade federalized abortion, folks. That's the issue. The issue from a constitutional perspective is just like the 17th Amendment essentially wiped out states' rights in so many ways. You have the same situation here with Roe v. Wade. Why should Roe v. Wade be overturned? Simply because the states and the people within those states should be the ones that get to decide specifically how they're going to manage that equation. What are they going to say? And if you don't like, you know, if you're living, I mean, I lived in California for a long time, twice actually lived in California. And, you know, we decided that the laws in California and the way that California governed itself and was governing itself, we just couldn't live there anymore. We couldn't deal with those laws. We had fought. And so we moved to a state where we believed that the state better aligned with our belief system. And that's what America is supposed to be about. That's the 50 United States. You have that option.
Exactly. Yeah, that's, you vote with your feet. You know, if you like the way California does things, then live in California. If you don't, you know, there's plenty of other places. There's Texas, there's Florida, there's Georgia, there's lots of states. And so that's, I think it's going to be very interesting, that Dobbs case, because another thing to keep in mind is that when the Chief Justice is in the majority on any case, he decides who writes the majority opinion. He can write it himself, or he can assign it to one of the other justices in the majority. If he's not in the majority, then that responsibility goes to the most senior justice in the majority, which in this case would be Justice Thomas. And so it wouldn't surprise me on that Dobbs case, which is, you know, a challenge to Mississippi's law regarding abortion. It wouldn't surprise me if it came out 6-3 with Roberts joining the other five in order for him to be able to write the opinion. And he, you know, probably ties himself in knots to uphold the Mississippi law, but not touch Roe. And, you know, but predicting what the Supreme Court's going to do is a bit of a fool's errand anyway. So we're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah. Well, and let's, we got about a minute and a half left. So let's get the Kennedy case in here to discuss too, because I think this is, you know, I mean, this is very important. This is a really significant landmark type case. Give me in 60 seconds why. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, you should not have to choose between your faith and your job. The free exercise clause needs to be strengthened again. Employment Division versus Smith needs to be overturned. And the fact that they didn't do it in Fulton v. Philadelphia means Coach Kennedy's case could be the case that they used to do it. And if so, we will all have more religious freedom than we've had in 30, 40 years, because the court's scrutiny towards government action when it comes to free exercise would be heightened back to where it used to be. The highest level of scrutiny is called strict scrutiny. It's a very high bar that the government has to get over.
And, of course, the situation here then, you know, it really flows back, too, to Roberts, because if Roberts decides to jump onto a decision in Coach Kennedy's favor, he could again write a decision that skirts the issue of Employment Division versus Smith and again not touch that or leave that in place. You know, folks, this is, you know, if for the purpose of prayer, for the purpose of praying for someone's heart to be pierced in a way that the conviction of God shows up in their bedchamber and really lays it on them, pray for this, for Chief Justice John Roberts, because somewhere along the line this man has forgotten his principles and the purposes upon which he was placed in that position and the trust that he was given. I don't know why. There are a lot of speculation. But the bottom line is, I do believe that prayer changes hearts, and we need to be praying diligently for that. Thank you, Lathan, for being here.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest-growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. So 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, we moved to Texas. And we were asked to help a pastor that had married my wife and I to kind of, oversee a church and in a small community. And we were downtown at one of their kind of frontier days. And a gentleman walked up to me and we got to talking. And he was in radio down in San Antonio, Texas.
and had been doing it for quite a while, kind of a radio legend kind of a guy. I'd been doing it a long time here in Texas, and invited me to come on, and we started doing some stuff together, ended up on a station out of Kerrville, Texas, doing a little Sunday morning program. And then that station got sold, and some things changed. And I thought once again that I was done with radio. But he suggested, his name is Roy Hawley. He's a good man. And Roy suggested to me, hey, why don't you, you should go talk to these folks over here at KERV in Kerrville, Texas. So I did. And, did my dose of the ghost, but I did a rock and roll version for the rock and roll station. And then God told me to do this show called Chosen Generation Radio, and he gave me a tagline: no topic off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. And he said there's a lot of preachers on the program. I don't want you to just do a preaching show, like a Sunday sermon kind of a thing. It needs to be more of a talk show. And he gave me three topics: Islam, the LGBTQ homosexual agenda, and secular humanism as kind of launching pads. And we've been talking about those issues. Oh, there's my guest. And, significant. Hang on a minute. There he is. Hang on a minute, Al. And so I've been talking about those things now for over 10 years. We've had a lot of great guests on the program. We're going to continue to do that. You'll be able to follow us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Folks, it is so important that believers are engaged and that we as a nation do what I believe, which is something that the Lord gave me and I wrote back then. So important that we are involved and make America a Christian nation.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.